Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, good morning.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Friday morning, rolling around.
You're looking well.
Ah, well, you too. Always returning the compliment. So now, listen, we're well into the month.
I know.
Have you got for me today?
Well, I'm still thinking of back to school and recipes a few weeks ago. We were talking about those lovely chicken recipes. Now we're doing kind of two ways with mince. So we're going to do lovely, fragrant meatballs with a curry sauce, mm-hmm. and then we're going to do cottage pie, which is a comfort food at its best.
Isn't cottage pie the most comforting thing?
I love it. I love it.
And you know what? You know what I'm going to say now?
Go on.
The glass of milk from the fridge.
Ah, you love it.
Cold milk from the fridge and cottage pie. It's just, I don't know what it is.
It's just,
kind of feel, and then you kind of sit back and go, oh, Janie Mac, and it's lovely, and you just want to go to sleep then. It's lovely. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous dish.
What did my mum say? You're as full as a thick apple.
Full as a thick apple.
Yeah, I love it.
Are you making this? Anyway, off you go, cottage pie.
Yeah, so we'll start off with the cottage pie. That's obviously one of your favourites. So this has some lean mince into it. We're working on a pound, and it'll serve between 4 to 6.
Okay.
Just for your listeners, I would double up this recipe and freeze it. I'm a big believer in doing that.
You've always said that, and you're so right.
I just think, you know, when you're going to trouble doing one batch, why not do two, date them and freeze them?
And this autumn, this winter, people are money conscious.
Oh, very much.
So this is the sort of dinner that sustains people and a good value.
Well said. Good value, not expensive, will feed the family. You can pack it with lovely kind of frozen vegetables or fresh vegetables, and it's a great one for your kids. That's important. So we'll talk about, the mince, lovely Irish minced beef, a couple of smoky streaky rashers I love, or you can get the lardons. Remember we were talking about that a few weeks ago? So what I would do is one onion finely chopped, a couple of carrots, you can use some celery, you can use leeks. I'm going 2 celery sticks. You can add in more, of course. There's no set kind of quantities, that's the word. A couple of cloves of garlic crushed, so you peel them and you crush them. So that's the base for your mince.
Okay.
So brown off your mince, take that out, then brown off your vegetables. And what you're doing, excuse me, Marty, you're getting layers of flavours. You're getting that lovely kind of browned meat at the start, which isn't fully cooked, by the way. It's just sealed off.
Sure.
And then you get your lovely vegetables and the smoked bacon, so you're getting lots of lovely flavours. So everything goes back into the pan when you've browned it off. Don't wash the pan because there's lovely sediment and lovely flavour.
Good idea. Saving water.
Do you know,
too.
Like, yes, coach. Oh, I'll tell you.
You're some
there's a drop of calf blood in you. I love it. Yeah. Okay, so Marty, so the flavour, and then we're going to really kind of bring it up a level. Worcester sauce.
Worcester sauce.
Yeah. I think it's a fantastic ingredient.
Yeah.
My mother used to put into a steak Diane. It's lovely in a stew. So we'll definitely be doing more of these recipes using Worcester sauce over the next while. But Worcester sauce, about 2 tablespoons of that. 300 mils of beef or chicken stock. I would probably go beef stock with this, okay?
Would you, okay?
Yeah. There's a lovely one and just recently launched from a lady in Derry called Carol Stock, and she's under the Simply Better umbrella. So she's a small producer, and I love this lady. I'll tell you why. Her stocks are the cleanest and most beautiful fresh stocks. She's excellent now. She's excellent. She's
What's her name?
Carol Stock is her name. Carol Bannon is her name. Yeah. I know. Sorry. What's
Stock
her name?
Stock isn't her surname.
No. I'm sorry. Carol Bannon's her name, and she's absolutely a fabulous lady. She makes the most beautiful stocks. So she has beef stock, she has chicken stock, she has veg stock. Bone broth. She's a wonderful lady.
She sounds
but
great.
A stock cube will work fine for this. I know we're kind of sidetracking. Marty, a little bit of tomato puree in that. It's going to thicken it up, and then fresh thyme. So we literally cook that, so say for about maybe 20-25 minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's it nicely cooked, and I went for lean minced beef, which is probably about maybe 8 to 5% of fat in it. You do need a little bit of fat for flavour. Now, towards the end, if you put in about four ounces, say a large cupful of frozen peas, which is great. Because you have your carrots, you have your celery, you can put in leeks, you have your onion.
So, and for those who aren't mad about the peas, and there's not many who aren't, in fairness, they're lovely. But if you're not, you know, some people aren't. They're buried in it.
Absolutely.
So it's great.
They're hidden in it, you're hidden in it, well said.
And yet you're getting your greens.
Absolutely.
So,
you know. Marty, I would finish that with a little bit of chopped parsley, only if you have it, don't worry about that. The thyme is the key, that flavour is gorgeous.
Right.
So even that mince on its own, forget about the topping which you're going to talk about now, that with some rice or pasta or... some rice, I said, some mashed potato is gorgeous.
Oh, mashed potato would be lovely with that, yeah.
So make double this recipe, please, for your listeners, and then freeze it. And this will keep kind of cooked for at least a week in your fridge. No problem at all. Trust me, in an airtight container. Yeah, absolutely.
You can freeze it, of course.
Absolutely, of course you can. Yeah, now, yeah. Let's talk about a cheesy mash.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
that's the first layer, I know.
Definitely a mash.
Oh yeah, I agree. So, Marty, that goes into, say, like something like an oven to a table dish, like a Pyrex dish, a large dish.
Sure.
Your mince. Now, your mash. So when your mince is on cooking, sorry about that, floury potatoes, peel them. We're using Morris Piper or Roosters is perfect. Steam them, then put them through a potato ricer, or you can mash them. Into that, when they're cooked and mashed, some lovely cheddar cheese. Try and pick a nice mature cheddar. There's a lovely one from Cork called Drina cheddar, which is worth looking at. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Butter, milk, into that, into your mash. So that goes on top of your lovely cooked mince. And then your mash goes on top, and then into the oven or under the grill. Excuse me, which is perfect. It's always better.
Preference?
I think it's always better and easier for you at home if the mince is cold. It's a little bit firmer, and then you put your warm mash onto it, and then bake it off in the oven.
Yes.
And that will take about 20-25 minutes, maybe under the grill, to give it a really lovely colour. You know that crisp
mash.
Stop! He's licking his lips.
Oh, I love it.
While that's under the grill, you go to the fridge, get a pint of iced milk.
A pint of cold milk.
You couldn't beat it with a stick, could you?
No, you couldn't.
So that's the first recipe. Our cottage pie.
Oh yeah. Of milk.
I love it.
Oh,
I love it. And full fat, of course.
Oh, definitely. Oh, no point in getting out of the bed for other stuff. Full fat milk. That's just...
I love it.
There's something about that. Do you know what it is? Again, you're right about comfort food. It's nostalgia. It's taking you back to your childhood.
Oh, absolutely.
It's definitely taking you back. And particularly a meal like that.
Big time. But I love what you said at the start for both of these recipes. They're good value. You're cooking from scratch. You're saving money. Why not do it in batches and be
well,
organised?
Well, yeah. You know, because it is... And most members of the family going to love that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
You mentioned meatballs.
I certainly did. Fragrant meatballs,
fragrant,
if you don't mind.
Meatballs.
So this is where we're making our own meatballs, but if you're stuck for a little bit of time and you're under a little bit of pressure, you can buy some beautiful meatballs already made up and raw, and then you seal them off. So
right,
I'm going to go through making the meatballs, but just for your listeners, don't be worrying. There's some beautiful, beautiful ones out there that that you can get for your local butcher. I know Simply Better do really nice ones with Irish Angus, and they really are gorgeous. So, Marty, with this one, this is a bit different. We're using pork mince and we're using some turkey mince.
Okay.
So you could do this with beef mince. You could do this with lamb mince, which is good value too. Don't forget our beautiful Irish lamb. So that goes into a bowl, equal quantities, 2 ounces of white breadcrumbs. And then we're going to put a little bit of chopped onion into that, a little bit of red chilli, which is absolutely gorgeous. And then into that, a little bit of garam masala to give. That's where the fragrant
masala,
meatballs go in. So a teaspoonful of that. So you mix that all together. If you get an ice cream scoop. You know the ice cream scoop?
Yes.
Have a nice, generous meatball. Don't be going for a small little one. Be generous. So scoop your little raw mince, and then what you do is seal that off just onto the pan. I would probably do this in a skillet pan, so you seal them both sides to get a bit of colour.
Is that in your range, skillet pan?
Now, as you...
I just thought I'd bring that up.
It certainly is. And you know what? It's one of my hero pieces.
There you go.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Thank you, Marty.
Available in...
You're very good.
In Dunstow.
Skillet pan. You're a great man.
No. People will say they've prepared this on purpose. They did this in advance. We didn't. I just asked the question, and it really is one of your.
It's one I use it for curries and soups and whatever and it's great for this. So it is, because it'll keep all the flavour in. There's a lid, because this is going to go into the oven and cook in the actual curry sauce.
So skillet pan, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. But see, for your meatballs, you're just sealing them in. You're not cooking them from fully. You're going to cook them in the sauce in a moment. When you've sealed off your meatballs into the same pan, your skillet pan, and that right, Marty?
Yes.
We're going to put a little bit more oil. We're going to put some root ginger, a little bit more chopped onion, and then we're going to put some curry paste. We're going to put some chopped tomatoes into that, a little bit of coriander, and then some coconut cream. So coconut cream is sieved coconut milk. It's richer, it's thicker, it's a little bit heavier. You can use coconut milk. I've done it with both. So the coconut milk is a little bit lighter. And Marty, a little bit of lemon juice. So you make your little sauce. When your sauce is ready, put the raw, or the sealed, excuse me, meatballs into your sauce, and then that goes with a lid on into the oven at 220, and that will take probably about 20-25 minutes. And the reason why we're cooking the meatballs in the sauce, you get such a different flavour.
Really?
So you know traditional meatballs and tomato sauce, which
is
lovely.
Yeah,
the curry sauce is delicious, guys. Honestly, try this recipe. It's so good.
That's just come from someone somewhere else? Is this something you've seen when
you're away? Because the curry paste, I've made this with the Thai red curry paste from Thai Gold, which we spoke about recently. Mm. Their coconut milk is excellent, but their curry paste is very good. There's no MSG. It's a very clean paste. I love that word. So, and it's a lovely kind of fragrance. So this would be kind of Thai infused or inspired. That's the word, Marty. Yeah. So Marty, serve that with some lovely rice and them or
that's
some mash.
A rice dish, yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah, but it's gorgeous. And you know what? It's the one dish that you can make extra of the meatballs and freeze them. You can make extra of the sauce and keep it in the fridge or freeze it. But you can make up the whole thing the day ahead and then just warm it up the next day. And it's even nicer, so it is.
Because, well, the flavours of infused. Well, it's beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, that's a gorgeous.
You know, the buzzwords.
I'm hanging around with you, you see. Fragrant meatballs with curry sauce. It sounds lovely.
Doesn't it?
By the way, you salivate every Friday. I know. You're here. And the other one is the cottage pie.
The cottage pie. And there couldn't be more different. The meatballs, couldn't be.
No, that's lovely. And reminder again, if you want the recipes, Nevin's recipes, of course, available on Marty in the Morning on the webpage. And do try and visit McNean's if you get a chance, and buy his skillet pan. Is that unless you need me to mention
not
while
that's
I'm here?
Good.
No, there are other skillet pans, but clearly none as good as this one.
Thank you.
Now, I was trying to think what to play, and I was trying to. I think Catherine Jenkins, now she does a lovely version of a gorgeous piece of music written by Andrew Lloyd Webber called P.A. Yezu, but it's spelt P-I-E Yezu. So it's pie.
I love it.
It's P-A, but you
cottage
know.
Pie.
Cottage
there
pie.
We go.
So here's cottage pie Yezu.
You're brilliant.
Catherine Jenkins. All the links available in a book from a bookstore near you shortly.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.